2. Should countries have the right to possess chemical and biological weapons? Countries should not have the right to possess chemical and biological weapons. I will give several reasons why these weapons should be banned. First, chemical and biological weapons are grouped together with nuclear weapons to make up weapons of mass destruction, or WMDs. WMDs are especially notorious because they kill large numbers of people without discrimination. They do not separate innocent civilians from enemy soldiers. Secondly, surviving victims of chemical and biological warfare suffer terribly from their injuries, just as survivors of nuclear war do. There are many stories about victims who have suffered throughout their lives from lung damage and other terrible injuries. Because of their power and the fear they cause, some of the worst dictatorships have used chemical and biological weapons against their own people. Finally, biological weapons are so dangerous that they can be a threat to the entire human race. Scientists working on biological weapons are creating viruses that could potentially spread around the world. If biological weapons research increases, the possibility of an accidental release would also increase. But whether or not the release is accidental, the spread of the disease might become uncontrollable. For these reasons, biological and chemical weapons should be banned.